Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
You bought Merrill Lynch during the height of the financial crisis a few years ago. I mean, it's a fairly good deal, isn't it? Because it's an unprofitable business. It's been quite a tough one to sell. I mean, Anusha, from with your deal hat on, I mean, it's quite rare that we see banks getting these kind of disposals away.
So just to pick up on the point that Daniel was making about the reaction of the share price, It's a conundrum that faces most corporate CEOs. It's not just particular to the banking sector, which is one of, especially in Europe, needing to grow, needing to access growth markets. But at the end of the day, you don't know how investors are going to react to M&A and, you know, the risks that always come with M&A. It's a great example as well of the fact that assets are cheap, particularly in Europe, where companies face the headwinds of the Eurozone financial crisis. So they're cheap, but at the same time, companies might not then want to sell them. So there are opportunities. And here we see Julius Baer trying to take one of those opportunities to grow. But